You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I want to use this phrase as the foundation to this video and this topic. Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Why am I using that phrase as the foundation to this video? Well, gentlemen, we have to go back in time. There was a particular movement that went down that, in my humble opinion, absolutely set the stage for what's happening today in Cuckafornia. That movement was the Fight for 15. Yeah. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. You gotta love history. Now, let's talk about the Fight for 15 for just a few seconds. The Fight for 15 began in 2012. That seems so long ago for a lot of people. But oh, no, 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 no. In my humble opinion, that is recent history. Less than 15 years ago. It started when 200 fast food workers, you see the connection, walked off of the job to demand $15 an hour and union rights, and guess where? The other ultra-liberal stronghold, New York City. You can't make this up. Now, of course, this is something that the Democrats have been running on for a long time. Oh, we're the party of the people, blah, 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 blah. However, I'm going to talk about this article that we all should know about that came out on April 1st. And of course, the irony of this law going into effect on April Fool's Day does not escape me. Why? Because you had to be an utter and total fool to believe that this law was going to actually be impactful in a positive way. Now, this article was published on the 1st of April. Over 500,000 fast food workers in Cuckafornia just got a huge raise thanks to a new law, but not everyone is celebrating. No shit, Sherlock. Why? Well, I'm going to go into that later on. Over 500,000 fast food workers in Cuckafornia are getting a hefty pay raise thanks to the state's minimum wage law that went into effect Monday. Cuckafornia Governor Gruesom Newsom, that goddamn snake, signed the minimum wage legislation into law last September. And of course, I made sure to talk about that. I put out a video saying that this was not going to end well. That may not have been the exact title, but that was the sentiment. Why? Because I saw the same thing happen in New York that just happened out here. Increasing wages from the state wage of $16 an hour, a 25% bump to $20 an hour. Assembly Bill 1228, which applies to franchises with over 60 locations, has an exception for bakeries. Its passage also formed the Fast Food Council, which will establish rules and regulations for the industry. Yeah. I think there was a certain chain. I may be wrong, but Panera Bread, for some odd reason, they're classified as a bakery, which makes them exempt. Sounds like there might have been a back alley deal made somewhere. Just my speculation. The effects of the minimum wage mandate will ripple outward to small business owners. Oh, gentlemen, what I have to tell you, what I've seen, yeah. California already has the country's highest unemployment rate, 5.3%, compared to the national average of 3.9%. And slow job growth will exert pressure on other sectors to make their pay more competitive. Quote unquote. I think we're going to see spillover effects within food service. But beyond that, we should expect to see spillover effects to other industries that are competing for this talent. Daniel Zhao, lead economist for career site Glassdoor, told CNBC. First and foremost, fast food does not really attract quote unquote talent. No, fast food is meant to be the gateway into actual job training. Yeah. It's meant to be, okay, this is my first job. I'm going to make a little money for, you know, small things, but I'm going to get that work experience. However, things are going to get a whole lot more interesting. Though about 500,000 workers will rejoice at a pay raise, the mandate has raised concerns about increased operating costs that could impact hours for workers and the price of menu items. Some fast food franchises don't believe California's new law is worth celebrating. Quote unquote, we are not a corporate store with deep pockets. The California law's passage means fast food franchises will have to manage increased operating costs and strike a balance between raising prices and cutting workers. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That last part, cutting workers. Brian Holm, who owns two locations of Vitality Bowls in San Jose, said the minimum wage mandate will cost him $100,000 across both of his stores. To offset wage increases, he's increased store prices by 5 to 10% and has stopped hiring new employees. Depending on the future of the businesses, he may consider cutting down shifts from 3 to 4 employees down to 2, or if things get bad, start laying off workers. You see what happens when emotions trump logic. When people only look at the short term, they don't look further down the line. Quote unquote, I'm all for increasing wages, Hom said, but I'm concerned with small businesses like myself being able to sustain keeping the businesses open. Unfortunately, that's not going to be a reality for a lot of small businesses. Holmes said his stores are not corporate and that He employs his wife, sons, and daughter-in-law. He added that many owners are people of color and immigrants who poured money into their businesses for their livelihood. Quote unquote, I invested substantial money out of my retirement funds to open new businesses, he said. We are not a corporate store with deep pockets. Other franchises have made similar concessions. Pizza Hut laid off over 1,000 delivery drivers ahead of the law's passage. But this was also due to industry change favoring transitions to third-party delivery services. Chipotle also intends to increase prices to offset increased operation costs. That's about all I'm going to read for the article. However, gentlemen, let me give you a boots on the ground report from the city that I live in. Yeah, I've seen it firsthand. There were a few small restaurants and eateries that were open last week that have closed this week. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, people did not think about that ripple effect and how bad it was going to happen. Now, the same thing happened in New York in 2012. There were a lot of small restaurants that laid people off, that actually closed their doors. Now, of course, there was a couple of places. One place in particular, Foster's Freezy, they actually did an interview with some of the people who got laid off. There was another small pizza joint called Mob Pizza. Guess what? They started laying people off, and they actually shut their doors, period. Now, people did not think about the fallout. Why? Because they were emotionally driven by this. Oh, we need to make a living wage. Oh, we need to have more money. Blah, 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 blah. It's funny. My daughter works at In-N-Out. In-N-Out was smart. For the longest time, they never went outside of California. Funny, because she's making like $24 an hour. She was making that before the whole fight for 20, if you will. So she was like, yeah. She heard about everything that happened up in Oakland, everything. So, of course, we chopped it up about it. And she was like, yep, I saw all this coming. But luckily, Dad, you always told me to have a backup plan in case things went bad. So, luckily, she does have a backup plan. But all in all, a lot of people thought, oh, I'm going to get a wage increase. They went to work. They got a pink slip. Yeah. Yeah. And of course, the price hike out here. Yeah. That definitely went into effect for a lot of fast food restaurants. However, as you guys know, I am the master of finding silver linings in any bad situation. Now, what silver lining can I pull out of this? Well, simple. People are not going to be able to afford to eat fast food, which is going to force a lot of people to actually start cooking at home. Yeah. Guess what? I say maybe 5 years from now, you're going to see a decrease in the obesity rate. Hey, that sounds pretty good. Just saying. But still, a lot of people are not going to be able to afford to eat fast food. So I think it's, you know, it's a good trade-off. It's a good trade-off. I mean, there are people who are too far gone who are going to be completely addicted to it, but at least the younger kids, we can have some hope for them. But all in all, yeah. Yeah, a lot of places have shut down. The costs, they went up. That was instant when this happened. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. Gentlemen, this is a real-time glimpse into the utter destruction that Cuckafornia is going to end up spreading to all other states. And yes, these people got exactly what they voted for when they kept that snake Gruesome Newsom in office. Yep. So as much as I would like to feel bad for these people, I don't. They should have looked further down the line. They should have looked toward the future and said, you know what? Instead of talking about making a living wage, how about we get them to bring the cost of living down? But as we all know, the vast majority of people, especially liberals, they can only be emotional thinkers. They only think about right now, the microwave society. But hey, like I said, I'm going to reiterate, these people got exactly what they voted for. They got what they wanted. Now they don't want what they got. And believe you me, gentlemen, believe you me, this is definitely going to be a ripple effect across the country. And speaking of people getting what they vote for, in my humble opinion, any Cuckafornia resident that moves to another state should not be allowed to vote in said state for at least 5 years. Just saying, hey, just throwing that idea out. But what more needs to be said, gentlemen? What more needs to be said? You are looking at the future if Gruesome Newsom gets the White House. Yeah, it's going to be bad. It is going to be bad. So for a lot of you women out here, because believe you me, there were a lot of women in those interviews. Yeah, a lot of you women have these quote unquote positions that you think you're going to be able to use to lord over men. You better understand this, ladies, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you thought your job gave you is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're never going to need a man, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, these women out here in Cuckafornia who just got laid off, guess where they're going? That's right, to the streets. Yep, you're about to see pay for play damn near explode out here. Why? Because a lot of these jobs, unfortunately, they're going to cut costs. They're going to cut workers. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.